The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
FYI, says a listener, the Cyprus rugby team is combined like the Irish team. Turkish Cypriots play side by side with Greek Cypriots. So there you are. John Duggan, good morning.
Pat, good morning.
You're not a fan of Cypriot rugby, are you?
All I know about Greece and Cyprus is the Eurovision, they give each other 12 points, don't they? I don't know if they still do.
They still do.
They used to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk World Cup. And I was mentioning before the break, the Wire of God.
I didn't even see this. Norway claimed that England, their equaliser shouldn't have stood because their goal kick hit a cable in the build-up. But FIFA have released a statement to say that a sensor in the ball showed no evidence that it touched a cable. Look, I think the problem with all this now, Pat, is everybody's looking for conspiracies because of what Trump did with Infantino to help try and get Balogun's red card pushed back, and then he did play against Belgium. So everybody's seen a conspiracy now and everything. But actually, to be honest, I didn't even notice it at the time. And England ultimately went through against Norway because of Jude Bellingham's brilliance. They won 2-1 after extra time, and they're in the semi-finals of a World Cup for only the fourth time, 1966, 1990, 2018, and now 2026.
Now, you talk about conspiracy theories. I saw this posted yesterday online before Argentina versus Switzerland, and it goes, if Argentina defeats Switzerland today, and they did, they will become the first nation in World Cup history to reach the semifinals without facing a single top 15 ranked side.
Well, they will now.
But this is a semifinal, you know?
Yes. Well, that's just the, well, I mean, if they hadn't won this either.
Is that the luck of the draw?
Well, Portugal, for example, could have had a much easier run if they'd won their group, but they didn't, and they ended up playing Spain and got knocked out of the tournament. Argentina won their group. So if you win your group, you might sometimes get, they could have faced Colombia, which would have been a more difficult game, but the Switzerland beat Colombia on penalties. I'm not reading into any of this stuff. I'm more interested in the football and what do we have now in store, Pat, which is on Tuesday and Wednesday, Godzilla-like World Cup semi-finals.
Yeah,
France versus Spain, England versus Argentina.
Yeah, worthy candidates, in other words.
Look,
no accident.
It is no accident, ultimately, because these are the best teams in the world. Like, France have been in the last two World Cup finals. They won in 2018. Spain are European champions. England have lost the last two European Championship finals, semi-finals 8 years ago, quarter-finals 4 years ago. Argentina are the world champions and the South American champions. The best teams are in the last four, Pat.
Now, you were talking last week about how it's the superstars that make the tournament.
Yes.
And if they deliver, you get a great tournament. What happened to Haaland last night?
Well, Haaland, first of all, there was a moment when Norway were 1-0 up when his teammate Sordoth was through, and he could have passed to Haaland and he could have made it 2-0. He didn't. He gloried and he messed it up. But ultimately, Norway, for the first quarter, as
I call
it.
And then there was the disallowed goal where Haaland was deemed to have shoved.
I've seen
more shoving in the box than that.
Well,
no penalties.
Anderson was pushed and went to VAR. Look, Haaland in games, generally, he has to get the service to deliver, as he did against Brazil. Mm. But the service wasn't that great from Norway. I ultimately thought Norway at times had England on the ropes. But I just felt that England's had, if you talk about world-class players, Jude Bellingham has scored 6 goals in the tournament. He plays for Real Madrid. His equaliser was sensational. And then he was alert enough in the extra time period to get that second goal. I think England, if you look at the stats, if you look at possession, they just about shaded it.
Nealand's going to have nightmares over that.
He is.
Spilling the ball.
Lamans had the same thing happened for the Belgium goalkeeper the day before. But England-Argentina, I mean, for younger people, they're not going to remember that this was a very bitter rivalry back 40 years ago. The hand of God, Diego Maradona, back to the Falklands War and all this kind of stuff. Obviously, times have changed now, but Messi versus Kane and Bellingham and everything. All this, Thomas Tuchel coming out after the game yesterday, Pat on ITV, saying the performance wasn't good enough. It was sloppy. And then Jude Bellingham, 5 minutes later, says whatever to his manager. So there is huge drama around this. And then you got France and Spain, Mbappe and the Spanish team with Rodri and all
Jamal, the kid who's hopefully will deliver a sterling performance.
I mean, Yamal, who's only a teenager, just turning 19 next week. It just feels that the cream is rising to the top. Mm. And I can't wait.
The Business Post across the top of the paper says red card for Infantino, that he should get a red card after the political
meddling. I think there's going to be a civil war in football coming. I think UEFA and FIFA don't get on. Like, for example, Jurgen Klopp was calling out, as Jurgen Klopp correctly said, this is our game, not theirs.
Yeah.
And they crossed a line. They crossed many lines already, but they really crossed a line with this Balogun thing because this was in the tournament. And when you're beginning to interfere with the actual game itself,
but you know, the treatment of the Iranian team, well, the Somali referee.
By the way, changing the game after 150 years, making four quarters. Yeah. There's a lot of things, but I think there's a reckoning coming for FIFA and Infantino after this. I think it's going to be led by UEFA.
Let's briefly talk rugby. Another win for Andy Farrell in this new tournament against Japan.
Sean Jansen was the key player who's been with Connacht. He made his debut, scored a try. Look, they got the job done. They made a lot of changes. They go to Eden Park now. They've won 2 out of 2 with bonus points in both games. And they play New Zealand now, where New Zealand have not lost since 1994, but a good start for Ireland.
Now, if there was ever such a thing in GAA football as the Old Firm Derby, we have one this afternoon.
Well, this is the aristocrats of the game, 39 and 31 All-Irelands apiece for Kerry and Dublin. Kerry the champions, Dublin the pretenders, haven't met since they met in the final 2023. This is the Real Madrid-Barcelona of Gaelic football. I absolutely love this fixture. This is the greatest ever Gaelic football championship, Pat. You've got the second season of these beautiful new rules, a free-flowing game. And you've all these stories. Wicklow winning the Tarleton Cup yesterday. Yeah. Wicklow!
And they came from behind.
12 points down to win. They're going to dine on that till Christmas. Roscommon won Connacht. Armagh won Ulster for the first time since 2008. Westmeath won only their second Leinster title. Louth got to an All-Ireland semi-final. And Mayo are now in an All-Ireland final. 1951, the curse goes back to, will the two teenagers, Kobe McDonald and Dara Byrne, propel Mayo to a shock All-Ireland?
Now, we have to ask, what happened to Louth? I mean, it was even Steven-ish up to halftime.
They were killed on turnovers. Mayo turned over the ball a lot, but that full forward line just made mincemeat of Louth. They scored 217 out of Mayo's total. Ryan O'Donoghue was had a star game, and Louth only got 4 points in the second half. Was it the day? Just didn't turn up on the day compared to what they'd done in the championship today.
And how are you calling them this afternoon?
I think Kerry will win. It's whack-a-mole with Kerry forwards. You keep David Clifford quiet, it's Paddy Clifford. You keep Paddy Clifford quiet, it's Dylan Gainey. But Dublin never restored pride in the jersey after the wins over Donegal and Galway, and they've also got a lot of veteran talent in there, so it's just going to be epic, and we'll have all the updates and off.
We were talking about the Tarleton Cup last night. I was out and about, and they were saying that the change in structure and the rewards for winning the Tarleton Cup are so significant that the competition then becomes hugely relevant.
Well, Down maybe thought they were home and host, but Wicklow now are playing in the All-Ireland Championship next year.
You get a buy-in to the last, what is it, the last 12 or something like that?
The last 16. Yeah. So it is just fabulous for Wicklow. We'll be playing top teams next year in the All-Ireland Championship. Oisín McConville, Armagh legend's gone in there. And just to see the joy in people's faces. Like, this is what Irish life is all about. We have these Indigenous games that are not played anywhere else in the world. And you see everybody's day begins with the colours on, the rituals of the day, and they go on hope. And then if you're a Wicklow fan, to go to Croke Park, to win a trophy and to be the All-Ireland Series next year, magical.
Now, the football changes have been brilliant. The people are calling for changes in hurling now.
They are, but I think the changes in hurling are not to do with the game. The changes in hurling, for me, needs to be that hurling and football should be played at different times of the summer. Hurling should be played later in the football championship. Is it really going to affect the club game that more? Why do you have to have everything at the same time? This is all going to come to a screeching end at the end of this month, and then we're going to be all into Premier League and rugby. The GA will see the floor from an inter-county promotional perspective. Play hurling later in the summer and actually have... See, what football's got right is there are lots of chances. You know, you've got a couple of chances. There are more games. It needs to be... Munster has been so successful that it's almost eaten the rest of the championship. I know Galway are in it in the final, but you could do it maybe a different structure for hurling, more games.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether or not the 3 points for a goal in football, I mean, there was a recommendation it would be other.
At one stage, they were thinking about four, but I think the two-pointer has become a significant thing. And teams are not afraid to go for goals, as Mayo were yesterday, getting three. So goals still have currency, but the two-pointer has now become a big thing.
Great stuff, John.
All right, Pat.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.